have a silsila running on Madani channel as well, called Madani Inqilab. And in the silsila, an Islamic brother, and now Muballigh Dawat Islami, used to also abuse drugs. And not only did he abuse drugs, but he also used to sell and manufacture drugs. And this Islamic brother was so involved in the network of drug manufacturing, drug peddling, that he couldn't come out of this bad company, this evil company. And from one sin it led to another, to another, to another. It was like spiraling downwards. And at the end he could see no return. This Islamic brother was. They could, through bribery, buy themselves out of court cases. But just coming back to the point that this Islamic brother, he says that he used to take drugs, he used to sell drugs. And he couldn't get out of this bad company. And he could see no way out. And one day, a Muballigh Dawat Islami came knocking at his door, doing Neki Ki Dawat, Ilaqa-e Dora. And this Islamic brother invited him for the weekly Ijtima of Dawat-e Islami. And the andaz, the character of this Muballigh of Dawat-e Islami was so beautiful that this rough and tough drug addict and drug lord, he felt a little bit of softness for this Muballigh. So he didn't want to decline the invitation, but he tried to use some tactics to make an excuse to get out of this situation. So he told him, no, I don't have any transport. And if you want me to come, you need to arrange transport for me. I can't come to the ijtima. Very roughly he spoke. But he didn't have the heart just to say, no, I don't want to come. Because of the andaz, the character of this Muballigh of Dawat Islam. Eventually, when this Islamic brother offered to pick him up and take him to the ijtima, at the ijtima, he heard the bayan of Muballigh Dawat Islami. And a lot of evil thoughts that were in his mind at that time, during the bayan, they were getting clarified, they were getting cleared up. And thereafter, another Islamic brother invited him for Madani Qafila.
Subhanallah, mashallah.
This Islamic brother, in first time now he's hearing of Madani Qafila. So he said, no, I can't attend Madani Qafila. But the Islamic brother who invited him for Madani Qafila took his name down, took his telephone number down. And we're talking here about a person not only who used to abuse drugs, who used to take drugs himself, but used to manufacture and distribute drugs to the peddlers. So, Muballigh Dawat Islami kept in touch with this so-called drug addict. And after the first phone call, he refused. The second phone call Muballigh Dawat Islami made, he refused to go for Madani Qafila. The third phone call, he accepted the invitation. And I said earlier that when this Islamic brother was in bad company, he couldn't find a way out. He accepted the invitation for Madani Qafila. He couldn't express what is going on in his life to anyone. When he attended Madani Qafila, it was that first time when the first VCD of Amir al-Sunnah was released. When he made the ziyarat of Amir al-Sunnat, and in during that Madani Qafila, while the dua was going on, tears started rolling down. This Islamic brother, after seeing the VCD of Baba Jan of Amir al-Sunnat and making dua, whilst dua is happening, tears are starting to roll down his eye, down his cheeks. And when he was in that life of drugs, drug abuse, he was even shot at. He even got bullets lodged in his body. But that didn't bring tears to him. This environment that he is now in, that brought tears to his eyes.
This Madani revolution you're talking about?
This is a Madani revolution that brought a change in his life. On that day, during that Madani Qafila, first ever Madani, first Ijtima he attended, first Madani Qafila he attended. During the Madani Qafila, he told Amir-e-Qafila, I am ready to wear Amama Sharif. Amir-e-Qafila arranged for Amama Sharif, put it on his head. 7 years later, that Amama Sharif has not left his head.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.